I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Got an interesting call yesterday. Check it out. Hi, Tiana and Raven. What's going on?
Hi. So I think this is kind of rude, but I don't really know, and I just want to know what you guys think about this.
Okay.
I went out with a guy last week. Nice guy. The thing is, he had really small hands, like bizarrely small hands, to the point where I know that my hands were bigger than his hands. And I couldn't stop staring at his hands the whole time throughout dinner and just kind of being distracted by his small hands.
Got baby hands.
Yeah, kind of. It's just weird. Anyway, he wants to go out with me again, and I just don't know that I feel comfortable going out with him because I feel like I'm going to be staring at his hands the whole time.
It's a small hand man, Anna Zapp.
Wait, hold on. Take the hands out of the equation. Did you like him? Like, if you had never seen his hands, his hands were behind his back the whole time.
Right.
Would you have thought that this is a man that you were attracted to and that you liked his personality?
Attracted? Sure. Yeah. Super nice personality. Super nice.
Well, that's
guy,
because he's got tiny hands. Bad. Right. He's got to compensate for his tiny hands with a great personality.
Do people know they have tiny hands?
I think that they probably, I mean, if they were that shockingly tiny, I think somebody might know.
But you didn't answer. Did you like him? Like, if he had normal sized hands,
right,
would you have gone on a second date with him?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Huh.
Got to get a hand transplant. All right. Maybe padded gloves, something like that. Huh? Do you like smartphones? Do you have an iPhone or an Android? I'm sure you have a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Well, who do you think builds those phones? Tiny-handed individuals.
Elves. Elves build them.
Well, you know what? How large are an elf's hands? They're tiny.
Right now, he works for Santa's.
He could be an elf.
All right. I have to be honest. I don't know if you're being picky or not. I think that's kind of a personal thing. But if it's always going to bother you, then I probably wouldn't date the guy. It's going to stick with you. And that's all you're going to think about. So why are you going to make it go on even longer? Don't tell him that the reason why you're not going out with
him. Maybe they're a doctor. All right. I always pick doctors with tiny hands. I told you why.
That's because of your prostate issues.
Right.
That's 100% different.
There's no issues because they have tiny hands.
All right. That's disgusting and not something we needed to share on there. It's an interesting call, and it's an interesting thing because if you like a person, can
sure.
you overlook certain things that bother you?
Don't you always? Doesn't everybody overlook something, right?
I don't know.
You're going to be able to share gloves. Think about all the money you'll save. You can buy children's gloves.
Wasn't it a Seinfeld episode about the small hands? Is that like a
no
common
idea.
Thing? Is that a common thing that people have small hands and it's freakish?
Well, if it was common, it wouldn't be freakish. She wouldn't have noticed, right?
I guess. What's a strange deal breaker for you when it comes to who you date? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. What's a strange turnoff for you when it comes to who you date? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Yesterday, Raven and I received this call.
I went out with a guy last week. Nice guy. The thing is, he had really small hands to the point where I know that my hands were bigger than his hands. And I couldn't stop staring at his hands the whole time.
I get it. There's some things that are very physically unappealing to some people.
Sure, she wants her man to be manly, strong, masculine, to protect her, guard her, hold her in those hands.
Yeah. What's your turnoffs? Like things that you can kind of keep it to yourself because it makes
right.
it sound shallow, but you're just not into it.
Well, it's been 1,000 years, obviously. I've been with my wife this whole time. But I'll tell you, when I was younger and in my 20s there, I couldn't stand if a girl liked football more than me. Like it just seemed excessive. if you liked it more than me.
That is weird.
And I'm not saying that, you know, it's not like I dated a lot of jocks or anything like that. So it's, you know, and there's nothing wrong, obviously, with a girl liking sports or being passionate about it. But for some reason, if a girl liked football more than me and we were dating, like, it just felt like we were in a competition as to who was more excited about Sunday. And that's just weird, you know? You can't have competition.
My best friend is like that. She's a super football fan. And she had Bears, like the box seats, the whole thing. She'd go fly out to Chicago.
Did she marry a guy who also loves football? He must be passionate about football also, right? Or else he's just weirded out by it.
I don't know. I don't know. Interesting.
Right.
Mine are so much more shallow, which makes me sad.
Okay.
I dumped a guy once in college because he had an earring. Any grown man that still has an earring.
I have like 17.
Yeah, but you don't wear the earring still. But when you started, you did.
Sure.
And I was like, I was going to ask you to take them out, but I figured it wasn't really nice of you.
Yeah, it wasn't your place.
It wasn't my place.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know, I know we just met and everything, and this is crazy, but take your earrings out.
Yeah, I was going to go to HR, but it seemed like that wasn't really the right way to go about it either. I don't know if you've seen that he has earrings.
Right.
But to me, I think that's such a turnoff for men to have earrings. And the other thing is I can't date a guy that's smaller than me.
Okay.
Not so much as like height, whatever.
Yeah.
But like if you're petite. And I feel like I'm bigger than you.
If you ain't got strong arms.
If you're just like, if you're real small, like to me.
Your waist is a 27, right?
Yeah. I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's the strange turn off for you when it comes to who you date?
I can almost not even look at a man if he just has a mustache. Only a mustache without the beard.
I get that.
I've got long facial hair to begin with, but the mustache makes him look like... my kids call it a pedophile or a molestache.
Wow.
Your kids call it that.
You know, people made that up, and they did a terrible disservice to mustachers when they did that.
I think a mustache is so unattractive, and it annoys me that my father still insists on having one.
But it had its time. It had its time in the 70s and 80s. Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck, still with that mustache.
You know what? I'll give Tom Selleck a pass. He's going to be sexy till the day he dies.
See what I'm saying? So it's all about how you rock the mustache, you know? Like Sam Elliott, I mean, that guy's got a killer mustache. Like, you can't kick that mustache out of bed. Come on.
I know I can.
They call that man the street sweeper.
Yeah.
he's sweeping up the love.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's your strange turnoff when it comes to who you date? It's Anna and Raven. We got this call yesterday. It's Anna and Raven.
I went out with a guy. Last thing is, he had really small hands, and I couldn't stop staring at his hands the whole time.
Guy's got small hands.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy with small hands, but if you're not going to be able to get past it, I understand, girl. It's a turnoff.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. What is the strange turnoff for you when it comes to who you date? 1-800-330-9999.
Well, my turnoff is when I see a pinky nail that just grosses me out. Just a terrible turnoff. I just feel disgusted.
So if they've got longer nails. Longer nails, you can't stand that.
Yeah, longer nails or just that one pinky nail.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Right, I mean, cut that pinky nail.
Nobody wants that.
What are you keeping that for? You're a vampire?
Oh, gosh, you can pick your tooth with it? Right. Like a toothpick.
Oh, my God, you just read my mind. Pick your tooth, pick your ear, pick your nose. I don't know, what you need it for?
And Raven, what's that strange turnoff you have when it comes to the opposite sex?
One thing that turns me off is a woman with big feet.
Yeah.
Big feet.
Yeah, big feet are not a go for me. I like a woman with nice, you know, small foot. Maybe the biggest is a 7.5, but anything over that, it's just a complete turn off for me.
It's too much foot for you. What size shoe do you wear?
I'm a size 11.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like you got tiny feet. Just, you know what you like.
Yeah, my wife's got a nice 7.5 foot, but when I was younger, I always kind of snuck up by on the girl and kind of put my foot next to hers to kind of get
Right, just to save your guy's self the trouble from falling in love that. Right, that was
sometimes,
a good call.
Sometimes they trick you. They put on those black heels, and you can't really tell because they're on a slant.
Right.
He's like, I'm not messing around with that. I'll put my foot right next to
you. Too close for comfort.
Yeah. Right. You guys are great, man. Take care.
Have a great morning. Thanks.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your weird turnoff?
So I dated this guy that was always answering his phone. He wore one of those, you know, those old-school Bluetooth earpiece thingies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
They glow in the club.
Like, we would... Yeah, he would literally leave it in, like, at dinner, and
after three dates, I was done. Like, yeah. It was, he would just pick up in the middle of, like, he'd hold his finger up, like, you know, pause, and then answer his phone. It was terrible.
In his earpiece. Yeah. No, 100%.
Right.
I can't believe you made it three dates, to be honest.
There's only one person. Yeah. To me, the doctor. The doctor gets that. That's it. And then anybody else that isn't a doctor, no, you don't get that.
There was an intern that worked here years ago that he used to have his in the, his ear all the time.
No.
And I wanted to say to him, like, please take that out.
Like, you're not even getting paid. Like, what? Like, what important phone call are you waiting? Is the important phone call you're waiting from HR somewhere? Because yeah. You're working for free.
And every time I see somebody still with one of those in, I'm like, I don't understand.
Right.
Does
well,
it
they're
even
a
work?
Doctor.
Yeah.
That's the only reason is that clearly they are a doctor.
That's a serious turnoff.
Yeah. Ann Raven, what's your weird turnoff?
Oh, man. It was my ex-wife. She used to love Disney. And I mean, you know, it was cute and all, you know, for years or whatever, you know, it's cute. It's okay. I got it. I get it. But then, you know, she like takes it up another level. I mean, on the couch, you know, watching Cinderella and wearing Mickey ears. It's yeah. Crazy.
That's like psychological. They're holding on to like the kids or something, right?
No, that
right,
is the,
think?
No, absolutely not. No? That is the people that are obsessed with Disney. They are a whole culture. They are yeah. A whole group of people, and I'm sure many of them are listening right now.
I dated a girl who, in her 20s, she had this thing about rubber duckies and like ducky stuffed animals, and there were like duckies all over the place. Dude, I feel you. All
can't right? Believe you married her. It's so weird.
That was a girlfriend, you jerk. From now on, when I see stuffed animals in the back of somebody's cars, there's some sort of rage in me that ignites still to this day. It's a real thing.
Yeah, but the Disney thing is a common thing. But I can understand where as a grown
more
man.
More of those weirdos than others?
Oh, yeah. There's
that's
nothing.
Where they go to get together.
I like Disney, too, but there's a difference between like loving Disney and like enjoying it, and then that becomes your entire life.